This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. You guys would like to know what was the most favorite or the most common dua and dhikr the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say before he passed? You want to know that? What was the most common dua or dhikr the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the most, right? Or in the time right before he passed, salawatullahi wa sallam alayhi. This is one of the most important dua that we need to share with you, inshallah ta'ala. Hopefully we can use that in our lives. If that's the thing the Prophet used to say repeatedly, over and over again, then it must be important, right? Can anyone predict and maybe think what could it be? Huh? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. That's a good one, but it's not it. Allahumma la takilna ila tarfat ayn. No, that's not it. It's a good one though, but it's not it. Ya muqallib al-qulub. That's a beautiful one, but it's not it. That dua was a response the Prophet ﷺ gave to command that came to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that dua? Let's see it. Or that dhikr basically. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yukthiru an yaqula qabla mawtihi. She said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to his death, he used to supplicate frequently, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Probably you already know these words, you know, from different adhkar. Now put them together in one sentence. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Where is that command come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding these words? You guys all know that command. Huh? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. That's why he says what? سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this surah. As a matter of fact, this surah, I don't know if you know guys, that's the circumstance of the surah. The surah was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Fatih Mecca, after the conquest of Mecca. When that surah was revealed, Sahaba were joyful. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. He says, indeed, when the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and triumph come to you, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. The conquest, you've seen it. And now you see people coming into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surges, numbers. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. You need to now start doing tasbih by the praise of Allah azza wa jal, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Seek His forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Because He's oft forgiving subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepting the tawbah. Now all the sahaba, they took the, oh, not all, but the majority of the sahaba, they took this surah as what? Good news. Allah is sharing good news with the ummah, right? Except for a few. One of them was Umar, and the other one was, anyone knows? Ibn Abbas. The young one. Ibn Abbas. Abdullah, Umar bin Khattab, he asked the elder of the sahaba, because he used to bring Ibn Abbas into the shura majlis, like the elders of the community. And you have this young man in his 20s probably at the time. He used to bring him in. And these elders, they say, I mean, come on, ya Amir al-Mu'minin, if you're going to bring these kids, I'm bringing my kid too. He said, well, let me show you why. And he asked all the elders, he says, what do you say about this surah? What can you tell me about this surah? And they all said, this surah, Surah An-Nasr, I mean, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sharing with the Prophet some good news that the victory is coming and that's it, it's over. He goes, Ibn Abbas, what do you say about the surah? Because where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was announcing the eulogy and the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was, how come? He was telling him, khalas, your mission is accomplished. Now prepare yourself. With what? With tasbih, seeking forgiveness, and ask Allah to accept your tawbah. Keep doing tawbah regularly. That's the meaning of the surah over here. And just to give you the meaning here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فسبح بحمدك بسبح بحمد ربك mean praise the name of your Lord, praise his name with a shukr, saying alhamdulillah subhanallah bihamdihi. واستغفر, استغفر seek his forgiveness, and we learn how to say that. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. In many different ways you seek istighfar. And then إنه كان توابا, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the tawbah, which means you require to sit down and do self audit. You need to do self audit. What sins have you committed that you think that you still need to do tawbah for? What mistake have you done? What mistakes have you done against other people, against yourself, against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that requires each one of them, requires one unique tawbah for, that you seek, you know, tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Do that, Jama'ah. Before you meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to have your record clean. And you can't have it clean unless you really audit yourself and seek tawbah for every mistake that you've done, so it will be erased as Allah promised you subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you accept your tawbah. That's the meaning of this dua. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed to say this dua when, ya jama'ah? You know, in the last few years of his life, maybe the last few months of his life, salawatullahi wa sallam alayhi. Why? Because his imminent death was kind of like announced to him, like, you're dying soon, so get ready. So he started doing it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more frequently. As a matter of fact, the same hadith, the same statement, was also reported by Salama, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Also other sahaba from the men, they heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing that publicly very often. Which means what? He was doing it everywhere. In the house of Salama, in the house of Aisha, in the sahaba, in the masjid. Everybody heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this dua. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Says, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Regularly. Because he was preparing. Now for us, when should we say that dua, jama'ah? What do you guys think? Every single day. Why? Because we don't know. We don't know what is going to happen. So you better be prepared. Better be ready. And you better have a clean slate and clean record with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you leave this world. Very simple dua, very simple message. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. As simple as that. So please repeat that frequently, جماعة. Let's repeat that three times together, inshallah ta'ala. سبحان الله وبحمده. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. سبحان الله وبحمده. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. سبحان الله وبحمده. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. May Allah accept from all of you, رب العالمين. Any question, جماعة؟ سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.